Well, friends, we were truly, truly blessed and overjoyed at the 9 o'clock service today to have our children lead us in worship and bring the gospel to us. And you are really in for a treat because their words are powerful and hilarious and delightful and loving and true. And so we give thanks today that you are all here. And I'd like to give a special welcome to all of the friends and families who were here to support the children as they preach with us this morning through their musical. And I'd also like to give a special thanks to all of the scouting families who were here at 9 o'clock for Scout Sunday, also a very great joy. I bring greetings as well from Pastor Chris. She is so sorry not to be here today, but she is visiting with some of our snowbirds. She is down in Florida worshiping and visiting with friends who are down there for the winter, but she sends her greetings. And I would, after all of those announcements, invite us to prepare our hearts and our minds to worship the living God who brings us together today.
The scripture passage for today comes from Luke 10, verses 38 through 42. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then, help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is the word of the Lord.
You are cordially invited to a special celebration anniversary of Mary and Martha's home, 123 Olivet Street, Bethany, Saturday in the year of our Lord, XXXVI, dress casual, RSVP.
Familiar faces. Of course, you know how much my sister Mary and I love to entertain.
We've had many great parties over the years. Remember last year's Prodigal Son Homecoming Dance?
Yeah!
And how many of you have been to one of my Mary of Canaan cosmetics parties?
I have! How about the fish fry on the beach? I caught that one. Woo!
Thank you, Peter. I'm glad you enjoyed it. But of all our parties, this one is special.
Yes. This is the anniversary of the first time Jesus of Nazareth came to our house.
And when we look back at all the good things he did for our family, me, Mary, and my brother Lazarus, well, we just feel like telling the story over again.
It all started when we were getting ready for the visit.
knocks, Mary, you let him in. And everybody else, you know what to do.
Yeah, we jump up and shout, "Surprise!"
No, we say, "Shalom, Rabbi Jesus." Let's try it.
Shalom, Rabbi Jesus!
Surprise is more fun.
Be serious, Mary. He's the guest of honor.
A very special guest, a very special guest, a very special guest is coming today. So when you hear him knock, knocking at the door, invite him in to stay. Into your heart, into the place you live. Truth of God that Pharisees don't know.
I've heard that he can heal the blind. I've seen him cure the lame.
And those of us who follow him will never be the same.
Lazarus, you're late.
He's not here yet?
And it's a good thing. There's still a million things to get ready. Of course, if your sister Mary would help out a bit.
I'm getting ready. I'm reading from the Torah.
I mean, something
useful. Honestly, your sister is the laziest do-nothing.
Well, at least I'll be able to talk with him when he comes, unlike some boring people I know.
You two, always with the big ring. Why can't you just get along?
Are you kidding? She eats matzo in bed and leaves the crumbs.
She alphabetizes her shopping lists.
She borrows my robes and never returns them.
She folds her napkins into the Star of David.
She sleeps till noon.
She sleeps till midnight.
She always has her head in the clouds.
She always has her nose in my business.
She's impossible to live with.
Surprise!
Mary! I'm so sorry, Rabbi. We didn't hear you knock.
That's all right.
Come again?
I said that's all right.
No, I mean, would you like to come in again so we can give you a proper greeting?
Martha, it's okay. I feel very welcome.
Well, then, please, sit down.
No.
Over here. This is the best seat in the house. I made the pillow myself.
WWJS.
Where would Jesus sit? I had to cover a spot where someone let her cat sharpen its claws.
It's very nice. Now, why don't you sit down and we can visit?
Oh, no, I couldn't. There's still too much to get ready.
Please, I'd love to just talk.
Maybe later. Here, have some fruit. I'll be in the kitchen if you need me.
You can talk with us.
Yeah, we love your stories.
Yeah. How about the one about the priest, the lawyer, and the traveling Samaritan?
I like the one about the farmer planting seeds.
I like all the sayings. The geeks shall inherit the earth. Oh, well, I can be meek, too.
Actually, I have some new parables for you.
Oh, yeah, yay! Yeah.
Now, I want you all to imagine that you're a flock of sheep.
Sheep, you mean ba?
That's right.
Ba.
Come on, everyone try it.
Ba.
Now, who watches over the sheep?
A shepherd.
All right. I'll give you 10 shekels to watch over my flock.
Hey, easy money. Gather around, little sheepies.
Now, what happens when danger comes? You. Go like this. Grr.
Grr.
Here comes a wolf.
Grr.
And another one.
Go.
It's a whole pack, and they're hungry.
I got two words for you, kid. Mint jelly.
Yeah? Well, I got two words for you. Help yourself.
Stop. Now, what went wrong?
A hired person didn't care about the sheep.
Yes. A real shepherd owns his sheep and will sacrifice his own life for the sake of them.
Oh, I get it. We're kind of like the sheep, and you're like our shepherd. Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah!
All right. Let's all imagine that I'm a grapevine, and you are the branches connected to me.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when a farmer comes and chops off one of the branches?
Let's see. Which one will it be? Okay, the grapes on this side have got to go.
Why?
Because your wine is terrible.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, now what happened?
You didn't tell us there was going to be a quiz.
It's not that difficult. I just want all of you to stay closer to me. Now, what happens when both vines are healthy and stay connected?
Here, use this. It grows fruit. Here, use this.
I want you to stay close to me. Imagine that you're one big family.
Mom, Rudis hit me.
You stay on your side of the line, little Missy. Don't make me come back there.
I mean, I'll imagine your family when you're together having a good time.
Oh! Ooh, like a holiday dinner.
Oh, over the Jordan through the
What makes a time like that special?
There's plenty of food, and everybody's celebrating.
Wait, I can help with this one. Here's some bread from the kitchen.
Now, I want you all to take this bread. And if you stay close to me, it's like having special bread that will keep you alive forever.
Oh, I get it.
Come on, everybody, let's celebrate.
Having a little chat with Jesus?
My tablecloth, the bread, the fruit, this was all supposed to be for dinner.
It's one bun.
This is absolutely the last straw. I'm slaving away in the kitchen, just trying to make something halfway decent for our guests. And you're out here making my job harder. Rabbi Jesus, I know you're a great teacher. Please teach my sister some manners. Tell her to pull her own weight.
Martha, you're working so hard, and you think there's so much to do. But I like Mary being here. There's really only one thing you need.
Lilies in the field, facing toward the sun. Lilies in the field. sky. Sparrows in the air never worry why. Never working yet they sing, never lacking seed. How much more God cares for you, let your hearts believe.
Only one.
Lessons Jesus taught us. A few weeks later, our brother Lazarus got sick.
We sent for Jesus right away.
But before he came, Lazarus died. Jesus didn't get there for 4 days.
When he arrived, I met him and said, if you had been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died.
And Jesus told you?
Your brother will live again.
But Lord, that won't happen till the end of time.
And Jesus said,
I am the resurrection and the life.
If you believe in me, even if you die, you'll live again. And if you live and believe in me, you will live a life that never ends.
When Martha told me Jesus had come, I went out to show him where Lazarus is buried, and he cried with me.
But I couldn't stop thinking about what he had said.
If you believe in me, even if you die, you'll live again. And if you
Lazarus' grave was a cave with a stone covering the entrance.
When we got there, Jesus said,
take away the stone.
I tried to stop him. I didn't think there was any hope.
And Jesus said,
don't you see? If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
So we took away the stone and everybody stared. As Jesus lifted up his eyes and boldly spoke a prayer, saying,
I thank you, Father, I know my voice is heard, and those who witness this will see the power of your word.
As one we stood there frozen, as one we held our breath to see if his authority commanded even death. He looked into the darkness and with a ringing shout, he called as loud as thunder,
Lazarus! Lazarus! Come out!
And our brother came out.
And we believed.
Believe in me, even if you die, you'll live again. And if you live and live in me, you will live a life that never ends, that never ends.
Again for coming this evening. Of course, now you can see why we've got a pretty good reason for being here.
And I have got a great reason for being here.
Now you know why my sister Martha and I can stand side by side and celebrate.
Of course, there's so much more of the story we can tell, but we'll save that for another day.
And another party.
For now, we give thanks to the Lord who brings us together forever and always.
Hear, hear!